Welcome back, folks. My name is Kylie Sears, aka Prop Lord Kyle, and today on Hidden Gems, we're speaking with one of my favorites. WCS student Kelsey Miller is a known genius, with a GPA of 4.21. The average is 2.79. But today, we'll be highlighting much more than that. Through some of her favorite stories, we'll see that she really is an epic homie with a big heart. Thanks for joining me today, Kels.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell me one thing about yourself that not a lot of people know.
I feel like a lot of people don't always realize or don't even know that I danced for actually like 12 to 13 years. 11 of those years I was with Duet Dance Academy, and before that I danced with a small group at the rec center. But yeah, that was like 12 years of my life since I was like 3.
Dang, can you do the splits?
Yeah, I actually can still do the splits.
That's really epic.
Thanks.
So you've actually been dancing longer than you've been at Westminster, right?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
How would you say that's impacted your life?
Well, it was really fun, and like I loved performing and dancing and everything. And I still love dancing and actually performing. But the studio eventually just became a place that I didn't want to be at because the environment just wasn't good for me, and like mentally it just wasn't the healthiest place for me to be. And that was during a point in life where school wasn't very good. That was pre-Westminster, but yeah, I was at a school that just wasn't very good. I was losing a lot of friends, so it had a very negative impact on my overall mental health, but, I could do the splits, so it impacted my life that way.
So what was your life like pre-WCS?
Well, early elementary school, it was great because, you know, early elementary school, everybody's best friends, everybody's happy, everything's wonderful.
Amen.
It kind of started declining a little bit. After third grade, I got into the gifted program, so I transferred to elementary schools to a different program with a bunch of other kids that had also qualified. And that wasn't good because we were all together for 3 years, and only one of my friends transferred with me, and she very quickly changed and ended up not really hanging out with me very much. And for some reason, I honestly don't know what happened, but a lot of people, I just was not liked there. And I honestly don't know why. So the only couple friends I had were also very strongly disliked. So the only reason we were friends is because no one else wanted to be friends with us. People weren't necessarily like straight up mean, but they just completely ignored us like all the time. So that was not exactly the best. And like my best church friend was moving away and dance was going downhill. It was not good. But overall, it ended up being a good thing because that's what ultimately drove me to go to Westminster. If elementary school hadn't been that bad, I would have ended up in a public middle school. And so I guess it ended up being a good thing because it brought me here.
So you like us better?
Oh, 10 million times better. You guys Yay. Are the best friends I've ever had in
Go
my entire
us.
Life.
What are some of your favorite stories? Like, what are some of the weird things that have happened with you and your friends?
Me. At Westminster?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta throw this one out there. In 7th grade, I was, like, super quiet. And Kylie, so, well, you were actually...
Oh, no, not this one.
Well... Oh, I wasn't going to tell that one. That's a good one, though.
No,
so I shadowed at Westminster, and do you know anyone at Westminster? And I said, no. And they were like, okay, then we're going to have you shadow Kylie Sears. And I was like, okay, cool. She sounds all right. So I show up that day, and the woman working the front desk, she goes, so Kylie Sears isn't here today. She's like, do you know anyone at Westminster that you'd rather shadow instead? And I was like, no, I don't. So she said, okay, you'll be shadowing Michaela Huerta. And I was like, wait, I know her. I knew her when I was a toddler. But that's not the funny part of the story. The funny part was about 2 hours into the day, Kylie shows up.
I hate this.
And she goes, hi, I'm Kylie. She's like, sorry I wasn't here this morning. I went and got donuts.
I didn't feel good, okay? It's fine.
It's okay, because she ended up being one of my best friends ever, so it's okay.
But what was the story you were going to say?
The story I was going to tell is that I was, like, super shy at the beginning of 7th grade, and then there was an open gym night where I was hanging out with Michaela because her foot was injured so she couldn't play, and I just was not comfortable enough to sports in front of people. So we were just kind of walking around, and it was, like, 10:30, and I was exhausted, and when I'm tired, I get a little bit loopy, and I remember both of us running around on the bleachers screaming elf quotes in people's faces, and I think I scared Christian, and I think that's one of his first impressions of me, and I think it's pretty great.
So, what would you say are some of your favorite attributes that your friends have?
Everybody at Westminster is just so, like, my friends and, like, just the entire class, because honestly, we're all friends. But everybody's just so supportive and encouraging, and everybody is always, anytime anyone's upset, I feel like there's always someone there to try to cheer them up and try to make them feel better, and we're just all a very close, tight-knit class that it just feels like a family. Like, we just all love each other, and just the love from everybody in the class is just overwhelming. And just the support and the humor, the never-ending humor, is just amazing. And I just love
Kylie,
everything about everybody.
What? I'm an STD.
Okay.
That was so good, Kelsey. Maybe you should clarify.
Okay, yeah. So, so last year for the middle school musical, I was originally given the title Student Technical Director. And so someone pointed out, I think it was my mom, actually. She was like, so you're an STD? And I was like, oh, shoot, yeah, I guess I am. And then Kylie came up to me and I went, Kylie, guess what? I'm an STD. And that's never died. But it meant student technical director.
Yeah, I really don't think that ever will die.
I don't think so.
I'm going to run around my college campus and be like, guess what? I'm kidding.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I will not be doing that.
Don't bring that to
college. All right,
anyway,
I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today. For those of you who stuck through the puns, thanks. And thank you to Kelsey for basically just being a dork. Join us next time as we discuss the exact function of a rubber duck.